Or say, well, if somebody accidentally broke something of yours, you might say something like, well, don't worry about it, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it, I guess I could throw in at all. I didn't care for it. I might have thrown in the at all. I don't know. I might just end it off at I didn't like it.
Okay, would you feel more comfortable putting it another way in that situation? Say if I stepped on your best rake and it didn't particularly bother you, you were trying to console me about it.
That's all right. I didn't use it much anyway.
Or these things, getting back to plow just a second, that are these things that are cut out by a plow?
Furrow?
Say if farmer has a good yield, he would say something like, well, we raised a big
crop, made a good crop.
And if he had some land with a lot of bushes and trees on it, and he wanted to put it to cultivation, he would say that he did what to the land?
Cleared the land. I don't know. If you're talking about having a lot of trees on there, you clear the trees. I don't know. Broke it to the plow. I wouldn't expect to hear that.
Have you ever heard any terms for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
A term for a piece of land that's just been cleared. No, so, it's still rough or something like that.
Ever heard the expression new ground?
Somewhere.
Okay. What about, say, if a farmer has just cut the wheat off of his field, then when it comes up again after that second time, have you ever heard that referred to in any particular way?
Never seen it. Don't have any wheat for operations, friend.
Yeah, or hay, maybe.
Second cutting.
Have you ever heard any terms around here for a crop that comes up in the field even though it wasn't planted?
Volunteer.
Or, say, this is probably a bad example again with wheat, but have you ever heard of, after wheat is cut or maybe hay, when it's bundled together and tied? Is that
stalk? I don't know. That's a sheaf of wheat. Know it from reading.
Right. Are you familiar? Well, say if you had several of those bundles and they were all put together, a number of them. Have you ever heard people talk about shocking?
I've heard of a shock of corn.
Do you have an idea of what's being described?
Following the context, I would assume it'd be a large shock.
Gathering together.
Gathering. Matter of fact, there's a man here that had a shock of corn for a Halloween display.
I see. What about if a farmer's talking in terms of his yield? He might say he gets so many to the acre.
Bushels, bales, whatever the quantity for the product he's dealing with, to the acre.
What about this grain that you usually associate with horses that they like to eat?
Barley, oats, corn. Most of them get corn around here or store-bought feed.